Our special guest has been a musician for over 50 years and has penned great hits like Crystal Blue Persuasion, Crimson and Clover, Moni Moni, I Think We're Alone Now, Dragging the Line, and Sweet Cherry Wine. Totaling out to 23 gold singles, 9 platinum albums, and over 100 million records worldwide, we have Tommy James with us today. Tommy, how are you?
Well, how are you? Nice to talk with you.
Absolutely. I'm doing great. Outside of this weather, I'm doing pretty good.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'm going to get right down into it. You've been in the music industry for 50-plus years, and that's quite a testament because not many artists can get to that level. How have you managed to stay so current after all these years?
Well, I'll tell you, I thank the good Lord and the fans for the kind of longevity we've had. I'm very serious about that because, we started out 52 years ago with a little record called Hanky Panky, which was a fluke to begin with. And who in the world thought we'd be still doing this 52 years later? Certainly not me. So I'm very happy to be doing it. The crowds are still great, and the fans have always hung in there with us, and so I'm really a happy camper.
Well, that is wonderful. Now, you recently just finished up work on your new album entitled Alive, which will be coming out next year. After all these years, what's driven you to keep creating new music?
Well, it's just something I love to do. I love writing, and I love creating in the studio. And so it's something that just kind of comes second nature to me. It's like breathing. This album, Alive, is interesting because we have a lot of new music on it, but there's a couple of redos of our classic hits. One is for a movie that we're doing of the book Me, the Mob, and the Music, which is going to be turned into a movie. And it's a redo of I Think We're Alone Now. It's slow and acoustic and totally different from the original record that was out in 1967. And so that's going to be on the album, and we also play it live in our shows. And the other one is a remake of Dragging the Line. I'm doing it with an award-winning rapper named Tone Z, who's just incredible, very talented, and it's fun doing it. It's Dragging the Line with him. So it's part vocal, which I'm singing, and then some rap in it. And it just has a really very unique sound, and we may even release it as a single.
Well, that'll be wonderful. We certainly look forward to hearing the new album once it's released.
Thank you. And 8 new songs, by the way.
Even better. Now, you mentioned your autobiography, Me, the Mob, and the Music, being turned into a motion picture.
That's right.
How did
all
come about?
Well, when we put the book out several years ago, we started getting calls for the Broadway rights and for the rights to the movie. And the book... of course, was released through Simon & Schuster, and really took off. We were quite amazed how the fans responded to it, almost like a brand new album. And it has kept on selling. It's in its 8th printing so far. And Barbara DeFina called us. Barbara produced Goodfellas and Casino and Hugo a couple of years with Martin Scorsese, and just a string of great movies. And so she's going to be producing it. She asked if we would consider producing it in a movie. I said, hell yes. So she's producing the movie, and the screenplay has just been finished by Matthew Stone, and it's a great screenplay, and they're selecting a director right now. And so once the director is chosen, then they'll do the casting and all the other stuff. So I'm really getting an amazing education with this, watching it all come together. And we're probably looking at another 18 months to 2 years.
Well, all right. We'll be looking forward to seeing that when it comes out as well. Will you get to have any input on who gets to play you in the movie?
Well, I'm probably the worst one to ask. I get asked that a lot, and I have no idea. They're probably going to have to find somebody new, because, in other words, in order to be believable. And also, they got to find somebody who plays guitar as badly as I do. That's going to be a challenge, too. And so anyway, the casting is going to be very interesting because, as you know, the story is about our years with Roulette Records, very crazy, tumultuous, and sometimes scary relationship with Roulette Records. And the reason it was scary is because Roulette, which is the label we had most of our hits on, was not only a good functioning independent record label, but it was also a front for the Genovese crime family in New York. And so that's basically the gist of the story, that there was this, as we were doing Money Money and I Think We're Alone Now and Crimson and Clover and all the rest of them, there was this very dark story going on behind us that we couldn't talk about. And so that's what the story is about. So it's an interesting combination of rock and roll and the mob, and I guess I think you can't beat that.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a great story to see, so we're looking forward to seeing how it unfolds.
Thank you.
Now, many artists have covered your songs over the years, including Prince, Joan Jett, Billy Idol, Tom Jones. How's it feel to hear other artists cover your music, and which cover is your favorite?
Well, I'm very honored, actually, very flattered and very honored that so many artists have done our music. It's over 300 cover versions of artists from, Dolly Parton to R.E.M., you know, just everything in between. And so I'm very happy with all the covers. And it's hard to say. I thought Prince's version of Crimson and Clover was really amazing. Very futuristic and very, very different. And he made that not too long before he died. And I just really treasure that that particular cover. But there's a lot of them. You know, Dolly Parton did a great job with Crimson and Clover. In fact, we did a duet of it. And R.E.M. did a great job with Dragon the Line. You know, it was in the what am I trying to say? Well, it was in the film, but I can't think of the name of the film right now. I'm telling you, it's The Spy Who Shagged Me. That was,
yeah.
That was the name of the movie. And so I'm just really very honored that, especially when new bands do it. I love to hear new bands do versions of the old songs. I think it's really amazing to hear how other artists interpret your music.
Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful testament, especially when they do it really well.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, your music's been featured in a lot of films, a lot of television shows over the years, and many, many commercials, and there's going to be a new film coming out called Finding Steve McQueen, which will include
four
of your songs.
They used four of our songs, I couldn't believe it, in the one movie. Yeah, that was really amazing. And then there's another one called Beach Bum, starring Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a great job in the movie. He plays this real derelict beach bum, and that's coming out I think it's March of 19. And they used Crimson and Clover in a very interesting way, and it's kind of all over the trailer and the movie. So there's those, and wow, I'm just again, it's just really amazing to see how many uses there are for the same songs.
Oh, absolutely. You just never know what to expect, and then it's always the unexpected that always catches your eye.
That's right. It was totally unexpected. We also, by the way, have a new show. I have my own show on Sirius XM every Sunday. And we are on 60s on 6. And when they came to me to do the show a few months ago, I didn't know how it was going to work out. I had never done anything like that before. I've never been a DJ before. But I'm having a ball doing the show. It's on every Sunday from 5 to 8 Eastern Time. And I'm having a great time doing the show.
Well, that's wonderful. Getting together with Tommy James is on Sirius XM. How did that opportunity come about for you?
Well, they came to me and asked me to do it, and I was a little worried because, you know, my experience on radio had always been with interviews, you know, where somebody else was asking the questions, and all of a sudden, I'm the one who has to initiate all the conversation on the radio, both, you know, introducing songs and telling stories, and so it was very different, but I'm loving it. I'm having a ball doing it. I didn't think I would have this much fun, but I am.
Well, that is wonderful. And I myself have listened in several times to your show, and I really enjoy what you have on there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, you recently also received an award from BMI because your music's been played so many times over the air, totaling over 20 million times.
It's amazing. We basically were creatures of the radio, you know. We were created by radio. A lot of artists, you know, some are singer-songwriters, and others are just great musicians, maybe great guitar player, or great songwriters or something. But we really were created by radio, first AM and then FM radio, and now internet radio. It's just quite amazing. Radio has been so good to us over the years, and we've had so many, you know, radio is a very intimate kind of medium. It's not like movies or television or anything else. And so we recently got these BMI awards, Broadcast Music Inc., which they, by the way, collect all of the royalties from radio across the world. And yeah, it was over 20 million plays, and that's really hard to believe. I still can't believe it. All I can say is thank you.
Well, wonderful. Now, you've done a lot with Top 40 radio. That's kind of been the mainstream for you. College radio is what we do on our end. Has college radio helped shape your career at any point?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, seriously, when I look out into our concert crowd now, I see literally three generations of people, and the younger ones are, you know, the college age people who have been very good to us, and you know, college radio has been great. They have been, I mean, all over the country. They play our old stuff, but they also play the newer things, and so we are going to be relying a lot on college radio when the new album comes out.
Well, wonderful. Now, why is college radio important in general?
Well, because the new fans have to come from, you know, from college radio. That's where it all starts. You know, we're not on contemporary hit radio much. We're on adult contemporary, and we're on classic rock. But college radio is where all the young fans are, and you know, they're very important to us.
Well, wonderful. Now, we're just about done, but I have a couple other things I'd like to ask you. Now, you've done many, many songs over the years. What's your favorite song to perform live?
Wow. I got to tell you, probably Crystal Blue Persuasion and Moni Moni are the two. This new version of I Think We're Alone Now also, which is Slow, which is from the movie that we do in our shows, I really enjoy doing that. It just has a very touching sensitivity that's picked up by the audience, and you know, it's funny how you communicate with an audience, especially on very slow songs, very very vocal songs, and this is that kind of tune where everybody knows the original way that it goes, and really the reaction to the new version has just been pretty amazing to us. It's a very special moment in the show, so I'd have to include that with the other two.
Wonderful. Now, you've been in the music industry a very long time. What direction do you see music heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, you know, I get asked that question a lot, and it's really kind of unknown at this point. We're at an amazing moment right now in rock and roll and in the music business, because with all of the new technology and all the new mobile gadgets that everybody has. The delivery system is so totally different now than it ever has been before. You know, back in the day, you had you heard a record on the radio and you went out and bought it at a record store, and it got reported in the trades when you did, and the machine worked. It stayed that way for a long time. But now, you know, it's the Wild West. Everything is streaming, and in fact, I don't know if you knew this, but Sirius XM a couple of days ago purchased Pandora.
I did see that.
Yeah, and so this means a whole new level of streaming, and you know, getting to the fans. You can get to the fans now better today than ever in the history of the music business. More people are listening. You can communicate with fans faster today. You know, you can, when we're in the studio, you can immediately just MP3 your new track to radio stations. They play it, and people hear it on mobile gadgets, and it's all instantaneous, and they can stream it. You know, nobody even has to buy anything anymore. It's amazing what you can do, and I think the dust is just starting to settle now, because nobody knew what to do. The rules are all getting rewritten, and we're all of us, you know, people in radio, recording artists, the fans, are all sort of in a state of amazement watching this all come together. And it's not going to come together because it's a moving target for another year or two. And so nobody really knows what the finished product is going to look like, because new gadgets are coming out all the time. New technology is coming out all the time. And I know there's going to be music. We just don't know what the delivery system is going to be.
Oh, absolutely. We're on the threshold of change, and it's going to be interesting to see what road
Amazing
we go down.
Change. Yeah.
Now, the last thing I'd like to ask you is, what do you think your future holds for you?
Well, listen, as far as I can tell, listen, just more of the same stuff. I really am enjoying just connecting with the fans. That's always been my favorite part of it. And having fun in the studio, making music. And, of course, now with Sirius XM and all the other things, I don't know what it's... There's so much that's uncertain right now. I know that I'm busier than I've been in the last 50 years doing everything. And between the movie and the album and the radio show and touring and writing and producing, I'm just not sure. I just know I'm going to keep doing it till somebody drags me away by a hook.
Well, that is wonderful news to hear from you. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us here on our special College Radio Day program.
Well, it's great talking with you. You take care.
Thank you.